You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back, Big Wigs. Episode 48, which is my age, right? I mean,
if we're being honest.
If I'm being honest, look at my hat. I'm wearing, for those who are just listening to this, because this is an audio podcast, yes, I am wearing a red beret, you know, because tis the season. Dre found it in the hat box and handed it to me. We wanted to be festive today, yeah?
We were looking for some Santa hats, but when you don't have Santa hats, you just find anything red.
That's kind of like a chic Santa hat. That's like Santa if he like lived in Bushwick. You know what I mean?
It's so true.
Bushwick Santa, who like maybe does shrooms before he goes out into the night to hand out presents, you know?
Yeah, he's friends with a thrift shop. Who's that guy that sings thrift shop?
Macklemore,
yes.
Macklemore
or Macklemore?
Macklemore.
So it's both, essentially.
I've been saying Macklemore my whole life.
You know, sometimes it's funny because I went to this restaurant last night and I called to make a reservation and I was like, oh, I've been pronouncing that wrong for the last 14 years.
What restaurant is it?
Bar Centrale. I said Bar Central because the E I assumed was silent. No. Listen to their voicemail and it's Centrale. And I was like, I love, but also is it needed?
Saint-Tropez. They're being so fancy.
I know.
Speaking of calling about reservations.
We gotta. Listen.
We hear your DMs. A lot of people were very nice. They said they loved the call that we did, the prank call.
Yes.
Sonia Lou and Luann in the last episode.
That was epic.
It really was. But a lot of people were concerned for our girl, Kirsten.
Yeah, because we didn't cancel it on air. So we're going to cancel it on air for you. So you guys know, we're not monsters. And we don't want her to be expecting
20
members women of Sonia's birthday party. Although I will say, I did a prank call once to a I want to say it was like a Ruby Tuesdays in Ohio about 5-6 years ago. And I told them it was Gerard Butler coming in and he had a lot of food allergies with a party of 12 and I never canceled it. So I am going to hell for this.
No. Unless could you imagine they reserve the table for the whole night and other people get shut down?
And the girl's like, no, he's from Hollywood. Coming. Gerard Butler's coming. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't think I canceled it. I don't think. I'm going to go no.
We'll never know. We will be canceling at Pop's Barbecue.
Wouldn't it be funny if I'm all of a sudden like, actually, it was my ex-boyfriend who did that.
Call back. I wish I thought about myself. That was really good.
Thanks. Thanks.
I just flew in from LGA and there was a full festive day today. They had a Grinch. They had a Santa Claus. Kids were taking pictures.
That's so nice. LaGuardia has become the five-star airport of the New York City area.
It's on Mall Central, Mall of America.
I saw your story and I'm like, go get a photo with the Grinch. Did you meet him? Did you get a little...
No, guys, I was on a tight schedule. I had to make it to the podcast.
She did. She's really good. Guys, give it up for Dre, okay? Yeah. Props to Dre. Mike and I were like, so are we in studio? And she was like, absolutely not. We want to do a remote. And I was like, no, I kind of want to see everyone. She made it. Flew across the country.
And give a round of applause for you too, because you guys also showed up. You know, it's not just me. It was just, you know, I was like, we're closing out the year, guys. Nobody else checked the F out. Clearly not. We're here ready to go.
I'll be honest. Even though I'm here, I'm pretty checked out. I'm going to keep it 100 with everybody.
I'll be honest. My year has been the slowest year of my life. So it's almost like, you know, when someone's like, oh, it's Friday. I'm like, is it? Because Wednesday felt a lot like Friday. Yeah. Like when you're like, it's Christmas. I'm like, oh, we're there again. It's just cold out. Like, I literally don't know. I'm like, where are the people? Why? What is happening? I am traveling tomorrow. So, you know, I'll be at an airport. So I'm like, I'll probably feel like it's holiday season.
You will.
Then.
TSA lines will represent that.
Yes. Oh my God. Was pre-check okay?
Pre-check was good. It went extremely fast. The line was deceiving. It's long now.
Secrets out, you know?
Secrets out, but it goes very, very fast. And my bag did get flagged.
Again?
I brought back some crab boil.
No.
Well, I went to this seafood
crab
place.
Oil?
You're traveling with crab anything?
No, it's not live.
Can you explain?
Okay, so in Chicago.
She got a fucking bag of frozen crabs.
Okay, like, could you imagine?
Take these out of this
Alaskan
bag.
Crab legs. Like I'm smuggling cocaine in the legs.
You look so cute right now, and I am fully in a beret. Should I keep
you
it?
You look amazing.
Yeah, keep
you're color blocking right now. Like you're a color blocking queen.
As like... Dre and I just learned before we recorded, Anna looks good dear in God. All hats and sunglasses.
Dear. Oh,
we're going on.
According to Anna.
According to Anna. Anna, can you please actually repeat exactly how you said it?
It's like a gift that I've been given.
No, keep up.
That's a gift. I don't bloat. No, it's a gift. I look good in all hats and sunglasses. Like, I don't know what. I don't think I'm like the prettiest girl in the world. I don't even like, you know, I'm really good at like self-loathing, but I for some reason, hats and sunglasses, like no matter the shape, like I've never tried one on where people are like, no, that doesn't look good on you. People are, I get compliments and they're like, oh my God, like you really have a face. I have a head for head accessories, I guess.
And I said,
I look good in hats. I don't know what it is.
Like, add it to the resume. Ready? Okay. The other option we have is this zebra number. Oh, wait, other way around, other way. And it still looks... Wait, other way.
Let's go, girls.
But other way, but it still looks good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Let's go, girls.
It looks fantastic.
It's weird, you know? Sunglasses.
Try the sunglasses.
I don't... Maybe it's like a Jewish thing, but like I really just thrive in accessories.
So where did you, after enough people said it, you started believing it? You were like, I guess it's true.
It is. Like when I first started doing like branded partnerships, no joke, I like messaged a bunch of glasses companies and was like, look at me in all these glasses. Like I'm literally a glasses model. I think we should work together. And they're probably like, who is this? And then they look at my content. They're like, who the fuck is this like girl in a wig trying to rep our glasses? I'm like, no, I have a lot of skills. Like I could be the face of your glasses, you know?
I love that. It's something you don't hear every day.
Rashida Jones got this campaign with like Warby Parker. And I remember it was all over the subway. And like, even my friend was like, I can't believe you didn't get that job. And I was like, I know. But Rashida Jones got it. Like, what is she? Famous?
I would just say Rashida Jones just owns the commercial world. She had one with Lens Crafters, I believe.
Was that it? Maybe it was Lens Crafters.
Okay, because I was like, she had one with Lens Crafters and
Warby. That's that is.
No, that's competition.
Yeah.
She can't do that.
Maybe it was Lens Crafters. Whatever it was.
And now she's with Capital One. I don't know. She's with these large brands. And you're like, Rashida.
She's doing really well.
But she has such a face for that.
You know what? I like her. I think she's...
Me too.
I get it. You know, if I had a brand, I might want Rashida Jones to be my rep. But if I had a glasses brand, I'd do it myself.
You should look to Anna. That's absolutely unbelievable. I like to think I look good in cowgirl hats, but I can't say I own all hats. You know, that umbrella that you took under?
It's a gift.
It really is.
It's a gift.
You guys, she's not even kidding, though. She's like saying this so serious.
Completely sincere.
Listen, 2024, fucking find your gift, okay? Love yourself and find your gift. And if it's modeling hats or like just wearing hats, like roll with it, you know? Life's short. I got to find my strengths.
Find your light, find your hats. Back to my crab boil. So I get stopped by TSA.
When you say that, though, I picture you like walking into the airport with a full pot of boiling crabs. And I'm like, you know, with
Bethany
the potatoes,
Frankel.
like everything, like the full like hot pot.
It's the powder that you prepare the water for all of the boil. And I bought it in this big thing. It's a gift for my brother because I went to this seafood place, Supreme Lobster in Chicago, and they had all of this preparation stuff for seafood boils. My family loves seafood, so I thought it'd be a fun thing, like give my brother a big seafood boil kit with like an apron and like the prepping powder.
Got it.
Kind of like a marinade. So
got it. Now
they
get it.
They really went in with powder. That seafood boil. They opened it up and they started testing the powder and they had to color test it. And mind you, you know, we're in and out in the airport.
They thought it was like laced with like fucking drugs.
Well, the bottle is really dark. It's kind of like you cannot see through it. So of course they stopped. And I was like, what did I forget in there? Like I really thought I was good.
Yeah.
And no. The crab oil powder, I guess, could be explosives. No, they tested it and then it tested, I guess the color was fine.
That's so crazy. They tested in front of you, like litmus test? Like.
Yeah, but she hated me. Or whoever the TSA, I don't know if she hated me or she hated her job or she just hated being there.
Yeah.
But I was like, so is it okay, ma'am? I'm handling this.
Oh, no.
And I was like, it's crab oil, ma'am. I know what it is.
Oh, no.
I also enjoy myself some crab boil at times. And I was like, okay, I'm so sorry.
She rub a little on her teeth before she gave it back.
She like hit a little bit and was like, all right. Oh, my God.
Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Can I give it to my brother now that it's opened?
Yeah.
I'll just explain.
Yeah, you know, just tell them what happened. Very thoughtful of you to... Was it heavy? I'm picturing like a glass case.
Not a glass. It's a big plastic thing. Kind of like a big peppercorn.
Got it.
One of those plastic containers. But I'm going to hit up Zatar's. It was from Zatar's. So Zatar, send me a package of stuff. This is already open. So crab boil.
Crab boil.
You've got hats. I've got crab accessories.
Wow. Go off, queen.
So anyway, we made it safe and sound. Crab boil intact.
You know, the last two times I've flown, even with TSA pre, I've been flagged because I forgot that I had just water bottles in my bag.
Oh, all the time.
They look at me like, they take it out, they open the bag, and I'm like, and they look at me like, are you, this is like 101 flying. Like, literally, you throw your drink out. And I was like, oh, what was it? And then, like, I remember the last time it, like, alarm went off. And I was like, oh, no, my water's in there. And they're like, too late, girl. You already sent that through. Like,
exactly.
You have to wait.
Then you got
to
wait for them to slowly put their gloves on, take the bag over. You watch them. You're like, oh, my gosh. Moving at snail pace, even though it's not their fault that you're there. It's
at least Dorinda wasn't behind you watching you this time.
This would have been a disaster and a half. As we all know, Dorinda does not have TSA pre-check, which...
Wouldn't it have been funny if she was like, what the hell did you buy, Andrea? Powder for crabs?
For crabs? That would have been so embarrassing. It's such a... I'm sure that TSA people, what don't they see?
Yeah.
But, you know, the woman acted like she sees crab oil powder all the time. She was like, so I know what it is.
There's got to be, like, some TikTok accounts of, like, shit they find in people's bags, you know? Like, just, like, a room full of lube or something. Like,
here we are worried about our wigs. No, they see far worse.
Yeah.
Please. Wigs? Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. They're going to think I'm, like, a fucking imposter.
I can't remember if when I flew as Kris Jenner across the country, did I wear my wig through security? I can't remember.
Is it like a jacket where you have to take it off as well?
I don't know. I probably put it on afterwards because I was too scared. Like, but how crazy is that? Like, wore it the whole flight.
The whole flight.
I didn't take it off. I drank a Bloody Mary as Kris Jenner on my flight. A lot of it got cut from the video because, you know,
it's an hour and a half.
It's like a 4-hour shoot, you know, like door to door. And then I was like,
why would you wear it the whole time?
What?
You wanted to just stay true to the character.
Because we kept, like, getting different things, I remember. And Jared was like, oh, go there. Like, he gets into director mode. So I kept it on.
He's really into it. No, I appreciate it. It's the craft, you know?
It is. How was Chicago? How was your trip?
It was fun. It was super quick. I just went for 2 days. We did Wrigley Field. They set it up. They closed down the field. And then they have ice skating on the field. They've got little games. It's very festive, very Midwest. Midwest people... They're so kind, but they are at a different pace than Eastern and Western people. They are very leisurely. They take their time. I was trying to get like a spiked apple cider and I was standing there for at least like 10 minutes doing this transaction. And it was just so funny to me because Nick and I were talking about it. And I was like, this would have taken easily 10 seconds in New York because people are just, there's a million people in line and there's so many, you know, people, it's like, go, go, go. And this guy's like, he gave me a water and I asked for a water. He gave me a Sprite and I'm like, sir, you gave me a Sprite. Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry there. I thought it was water.
Went the extra mile. I gave you a Sprite?
Yeah. I'm like, guy, Merry it's a Christmas. Sprite. Now, did you say you wanted bourbon in that or peppermint schnapps, sir? Oh, my God. We ordered two things. Just the sweetest people ever. But they're just at a different pace.
Sweet, but competent?
Not so much. He also was, I mean, maybe in his mid-20s, very attractive, but you're also confused because you're thinking, wait, am I attracted to you? You got a nice beard going. You got like, he looked very cute, like 6'3". And Nick was like, Dre, nah, he's one of those, he also had a lisp. Mm. Just such humble people.
The voice
people.
You gave him made me think, this poor 87-year-old man pouring peppermint schnapps for the people. And, and she's like, he's actually like 6'3" and 27. I'm like, so he's hot.
He was hot, but moving at snail's pace. Didn't give a rat's ass if we had anywhere to go. But we really didn't. We were at Wrigley Field, so.
It was like me. Like, even though I am East Coast and I like things fast and everything, like, I didn't give a shit when I had to bartend. And that was, like, me bartending. I'd be like, what did you want? And they'd be like, Anna, there's 4,000 drinks. What the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I can't remember.
You got to be quick. I mean, there's certain jobs that just, you know. But obviously, everybody moves at that pace, so nobody bats an eye when you're just, so what order did you want? They'd be just, they're moving at their own pace.
Oh, my God.
It's so chill.
I would lose my mind.
22 degrees. I don't know how these people do it.
Fucking cold.
It's really cold. I mean, just an
absolute. It's cold here today. It's like 30 degrees or something. It's cold.
32 is kind of it's freezing.
I actually do have my warmer coat and but it's green and I put it on and Jared goes, "You look like a watermelon." And I was like, "Oh, should I not wear the green coat with my pink sweatsuit?"
Full pink sweatsuit?
And he was like, "Yeah, no." And I mean, like, you look insane. And I was like, I felt so bad. I don't usually listen to Jared's fashion fucking tips, but I was like I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll freeze then to look better." Like, I'll just wear,
like, what do you want me to do?
I'll just wear a black coat that's not nearly as warm, you know? And so I did. Anyway, times have changed, you know. Listen to the man. If you want to keep him around, listen to your man.
Or he should listen to you. Happy wife, happy life. Which is kind of what goes on in in that household, I'm pretty sure. But let's happy just be honest. Anna. Listen, speaking of happy, are you happy that this disaster of a year is ending?
I am. I really, you know, I'm scared because I'm like, I really hope next year is better. This year was really hard and like,
yeah.
I lost two animals. I was sick. Like, it was just like there were so many things, bad things that happened this year. There were good things too.
I have to say there was good things. There was bad things. My bad, I think, outweighs the good.
I know.
To average out to be a mediocre year.
And I feel like it's not just us. I feel like it's everyone.
Exactly.
I want to shout out our girl, Nicole Travolta, because I think it was her who, it wasn't hers, but she posted something I saw because I laughed at it on Instagram and it was like, or on Threads, I don't know where it was. And it was like, someone wrote, "I haven't really seen anyone being like, 2024 is our year because 2023 was so bad." Everyone's like, "Yeah, I'm not even going to try."
We're not. It's snow.
I hate this time of year though. There's a lot of pressure, like just mentally to like, wrap up your year and what's going to be better next year?
Yes.
Do you do resolutions?
I do, but I get to those, you know, the week of January 5th through the 10th.
That's,
you know?
Okay. Post-holiday resolution.
Post-holiday. You know, it's like, let's just,
I mean, unless you're just do it tomorrow. Psychotic and have time on the 31st to be like, to like sit down and be like, let me write them all out right now, you know, like while everyone's like doing New Year's. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
But do you already have your resolutions?
No.
Okay.
I don't know when I'll do it. I kind of want to do another vision board. Want a vision board with me?
Yeah.
I'm going to have you over. We're going to do vision boards. Great. I have a ton of magazines right now. So I was like, and Jared's going to do it too.
From the year?
Mike, you're invited too. If you got anyone who wants to vision board, we're going to vision board.
I need a vision board bad.
I went to a vision board party last year and I really got into it and I still have my vision board from last year.
That was on one of our first or second episodes of Big Wigs.
The board?
Was you explaining the board? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was rolling my eyes.
We're almost
like,
at our 1 year.
Vision boards. But you better believe I'm vision boarding for this year.
Let's vision board. I'm vision boarding. I think I'm clearer on how to do it. You know what I mean? Last year I was just like, money, happiness, Jamaica. Like anything I saw that was like a buzzword, I was like, yes. This year, I think I'm going to go in with a little more like direction. You know what I mean? Hold up.
But that's just me with a collage. Yeah. Yes. No, like I'm literally just like cutting words out in pretty pictures. I'm like, oh my God, her tits look nice.
Oh my God, I need this paint. Oh my God.
You should
come over and vision board as Teresa. We should do it in character.
What would be Teresa's vision board? What would be our character's vision boards? Probably just another clothing collab. Mm-hmm. Making out with Louis. Traveling to Switzerland. Again. They be hitting up Switzerland and Ireland. They love
you
Nordic?
Like the slopes. You like the chocolate slopes. And the skiing.
Yeah. Aspen. I like the snow suits. Yeah.
Zermatt, Switzerland.
Oh, that's fancy. I've never been there.
You go to Switzerland, but you've never been to skiing?
No, I go to Starbucks.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah, but we need to be more focused with the vision.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't just like splatter a bunch of stuff on the pages. Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure.
You just reminded me. I have to make a video. My whole life on Instagram, people tell me I look like Millie Bobby Brown.
You look good in hats?
That I look good in hats. And I write, I know! Like Santa. I know! And she did this insane video the other day. It wasn't insane. It was just like very...
Was it the makeup thing?
No. She made a hot chocolate.
Oh my God. I saw this on Michelle Collins' story.
But she's like, it's how her nanny used to make it. It's so funny.
And how did her nanny make it?
And I was like, I should recreate this. Like, because I've done her before. I don't know if you knew this. Back when Stranger Things was like hot, I like did her like maybe
with
once
the nose
or twice.
Blood.
I did it at the end. I did it. But
such a good
no, because she was like blonde and like she's like, yeah. Oh my god, I'm like so old. I'm like 18. Yeah. And but in this hot chocolate video, she's literally making a hot chocolate and it's like very simple recipe. It's her, she's promoting her own hot chocolate powder. That is what it is.
She
ain't using a Swiss Miss. You
it
know?
Had nothing to do with nanny
Florence by Mills. No, Flo. My god. I guess was her nanny. Florence was her nanny.
Oh, I'm thinking of grandmama. Her nanny, as in like her nanny who took care of her.
I don't know. When she said nanny, my brain was like someone who like well, you know, was she hired. Is,
she's
it could have been her grandma.
She's British, so we have different words.
Sometimes. It falls out.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Anyway.
So she made this hot chocolate. Was it anything special?
Nope.
Okay. Just literally, did she have hot chocolate mix? I didn't watch the video.
She really spends a lot of time like, she's like, and then you whisk it, you know, to get it nice and frothy. And you're mm-hmm. like, okay, but really? And then like, that was pretty much it. It was like powder, milk, whisking it. She uses lactate milk. And someone was like, you should recreate this, but who would use lactate? And I'm like, oh my God, don't open my fridge. I was like, wow, girl after my own heart. Yeah, of course I'm going to use lactate. That's how I eat my cereal.
Isn't lactate like extremely sweet though for no reason?
No.
Oh, what milk am I thinking of? I'm sure there's sweet lactate, like, just like sweet milk, but.
Yeah. I mean, like, I buy just like regular lactate.
Okay.
It tastes like milk, but it has no lactate in it. It doesn't have a nutty flavor like almond milk. Like, it doesn't have another, like, soy milk has a flavor. Like,
yeah, yeah. There's no flavor to
it. It really just tastes like milk.
Okay.
If you tasted it, you'd probably, like, be like, I don't even notice much of a difference. Maybe the aftertaste is a little different. I don't think it's, like, added sugar or anything.
And Millie is... lactose intolerant.
Billy, apparently, who knows? Whoa. But she was like, I'm going to use lactate, but it's in this like fancy like glass like milk container. And I'm like, where does she get her lactate from? Is it lactate? Or
it's fancy.
Are they paying? Maybe she's like, I can't use other brands because this is a branded post for her own
it's
company.
It's already a branded post. My God. That's insane.
It's her own brand and company. But she did mention lactate.
Really special. I just love when celebrities give us their simple little recipes.
Yeah.
But it's really just a paid post.
Kristen gives you good recipes.
Kristen Cav?
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's like obsessed with cassava flour.
That's like coconut flour?
It's like cassava.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's like fucking
I also
healthy.
Always want to say cassava.
Sorry.
When I see it, that's what my brain says. Yours says cassava.
Cassava flour. Cassava. That sounds like the Miss Universe pageants and the woman was like, Panama!
France!
The pronunciation of these countries is
France!
In some wait. We in this episode, we're gonna do the rundown. I put the article in there of our top moments of like top pop culture moments of 2023.
Okay.
But that pageant for sure, France on my top 10.
France!
Like, was that girl okay?
Maybe not.
Mental health check on her because, girl, I feel you. Yeah, I am in the same boat as you.
Who should we do a mental health check on? Let's list our top.
George Santos.
Britney Spears.
George Santos is doing great. I don't think he needs a mental health check. He seems like to be thriving now that he's out of the house.
He's like, slay, honey. And we're all like, what the fuck? Like,
he's finally been let loose.
And he is honestly like a representation of our country. Like, yes. you can literally like fall to the ground and that's how you fucking rise. I don't know. I don't even get it.
And through your faults, you rise. He has found his stride.
It's crazy.
You know what we used to say? He's on the up and ups.
This man is on the up and ups. I hope not. If he is, then there's hope for us.
Oh my God. He's hit rock bottom and he's only gone up from there.
There you go. There you go.
It is the truth. But yeah, that would be one of my moments from 2023.
I love that. All right. I think we should take a little quick break and come back with some other fabulous moments. We're back. How are you?
How are you?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Oh my God, let's repost that video today.
I think we shall.
Right? Today, tomorrow, on Christmas, one of these days.
I asked Anna, hey, what are your feelings about posting this and this and this? Because we schedule certain things, because obviously we're both the owner of Big Wigs Podcast.
Yes, yes.
And she was like, girl, fuck it. Put it up. My motto, say, it's like, think about it later. Just put everything up. And I was like, amen.
You know what's helped me to think that? Like, so, you know, I gave myself this really dumb idea. I wanted to do the 12 days of Christmas.
I wanted to ask if you had any second thoughts about
puns. Cancel me. I was really in a funk because I hadn't, one shoot we did with Elizabeth Holmes and Jen Shah, I wasn't really like filming. Like I just wasn't like in the mood to like put on a wig and be silly, and which is odd because that usually is like something to like distract you, whatever. But totally. I was like posting just old recycled videos or whatever. Yeah. And then like I had mentioned it once before. I was like, wouldn't it be funny if Kris Jenner did the 12 days of Christmas? Mm-hmm. Because I did say on stage the other night, it was my holiday, and then I invested in Jesus Christ. And I and I said, you know what, doll? You take it. And he said, thanks. I needed this.
Oh, my God.
Originally, yes, it was the 12 days of Christmas. And Jared was like encouraging. He's like, that's such a great idea. That's so funny. Yeah. And like, you know, because everyone does
Jared
these gift guides.
No, I think, such an uplifting soul.
But I also think he was seeing me just like be sad and was like, and he works from home. He has work. And he was seeing me just sit on my phone on TikTok or like, you know, watch TV or like I was just like a zombie.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, do this. And I thought, all right, this will be easy. You know, I'm a content creator. I'll make like 3 in a day. We'll do it for like 3 days, whatever, 4 days. And then just I'll post them every day. Can I tell you, I have given myself like annoying homework because I have none prepared for the rest for any of these days. I've been doing one a day and then I'm like, I'm too tired. I don't even want. And I only do it in one take now. I literally am like, what is it? You got one take. And if you don't have anything funny, then it's not funny.
Then whatever. When you first put up the first one, I said, oh my God, good for you. You recorded all 12. You're like, girl, no, I did the first two and I'll get to the rest later.
That was
like,
the only day I did two. So now it feels like, and like last night, I did it in my bathrobe. I posted it at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I did one take. I was like, I'm not even going to get dressed. I'll just put the wig and glasses on. But like, it's kind of funny because as Kris goes on, I am like unraveling. So Jared's like, by the end, you like literally need to just like lose it. And I was like, yeah, if I feel like it, I don't know. There's only 4 more. I got to do them. I got to get them done.
You got to do them. But this is a good exercise. This is almost acting class. And they gave you an assignment. And and by the end of it, you totally unraveled. But that was the point of the project.
Yeah, kind
like,
of.
Get loose and raw. And now you're like at 1 a.m. like doing the whole bit in your bathroom.
But the good thing I was saying is like, so because I was like, well, I got to post it. Today's the 8th day. I got to post it. Mm-hmm. I haven't been precious with like, oh, let me post this video at like tomorrow morning. It'll be better than like this afternoon or, you know, usually we're like that
because
these algorithms have made us fucking crazy. I think like I remember
truly,
you remember like it used to be better to post on TikTok like Monday, Wednesdays and Saturdays rather than Tuesdays, a bad day. Like
and they're constantly changing it. So there really is no rhyme or reason anymore.
No rhyme or reason.
No point in following.
And some of our best videos have come from like a random time posting.
Always. Right.
So I've just sort of been like, when I have the video done is when I can post it.
Right.
So when you were like, yeah, let's post, I'm like, let's just post like 3 in a day. Who cares?
Like literally who cares? One will catch, one won't. But if one of the videos catches, then people just go to your page and they start looking at all the other videos. It really is no rhyme or reason. I find it funny when people did podcasts about social media and the whole business of it all.
Yeah.
Because now I feel like it's obsolete. Like no one's following that rigorous algorithm. Mm-mm. You just got to put it up, hope for the best.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like when I was first starting on TikTok and I wanted to grow it more, I was like, oh, well, all these websites say like Mondays at noon is a great time or like Thursdays at 4 is a great. And I'd like try to like put them out then. And I'm like, well, I guess I don't know.
No.
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Doesn't matter.
And I think like we need to be less precious with it. And like, I think I need to just, I don't need to curate it as much, you know?
I think 2019 was a year of curating and making it like so artistic and your aesthetic of it all.
Yeah.
That never.
Not for me. Mine was later because I had to do HQ every day. So it was literally a game show host profile.
That makes sense. It really is supposed to just reflect like what you're working on. I don't think it needs to be aesthetic anymore. So
no, and
I'm glad we got that out there.
I was also going to say, I think the pinned posts help because you can kind of put stuff like, you know, I change those up every now and then. You can kind of put like, oh, well, this is one thing I do and this is something else. And this is just a fun one. Like, you know, you don't have to be like, I used to worry that like someone's going to come to my page, and if I'm just posting like random shit, they're going to be like, who is this person? There's enough on there to scroll to know what you like to do. Anyway,
exactly.
That's our PSA on posting. What were we talking about? Kris Jenner? No.
Kris Jenner and 12 Days of Christmas.
No, before that.
Of a Christmas. Oh, the fact that we look like we're having a gender reveal party.
It just occurred to me. I'm like,
we didn't even plan this. We look,
who's it gonna be?
We look like Pepto-Bismol and like Vicks Vapor Rub. Like, what are we doing right now? I should have changed. I told Anna, I was like, Anna, I look like a bag of dicks. But alas, here we are.
Bring it on, bring it, bitch. I love a bag of makeup.
Meanwhile, you have a beautiful pink sweatsuit that matches, and I'm rolling up with lint on my ass.
Anna said, I'll wear hats and look good for both of us.
God damn it. I'm never going to forget that. We need to frame that on a t-shirt.
I mean, I just have this like innate ability to look amazing in hats and glasses. I don't know what it is. Then you went on to say maybe it's a Jew thing. Listen, we can't talk about that. Anything I post, people are like, now you're making it worse for us, for the anti-Semitics. And I'm like, no, like, you know, you're allowed to like make fun of yourself. That is comedy.
I think that's the point.
That is allowed.
Self-deprivation.
So crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of perfect moment syndrome?
Perfect moment syndrome. I think I had it before. Yeah, I go through like 10 of those a day. No, what is it? I have not.
I'm sick with it right now. It's this idea that people have extremely unrealistic expectations for huge life events. An example was the birth of a child, a big birthday party, New Year's Eve,
I was going to say, is a major one. Yes.
The biggest that people have made such a big expectation for. And when the expectations aren't met, it leads to anxiety, disappointment, and depression. And then it starts spiraling you into thinking that everything you do and all the events you have are lame and uneventful.
Oh, man, you mean life?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I've suffered from this syndrome forever.
Oh, so you mean every day of my life? Yeah, pretty much. I think now they just like to put a nice little bow with a name on it because they have to label everything.
That's good that they're doing that because I think a lot of people can't really articulate that is what happened, you know? They'll just...
Right.
I think it's also
so true.
Perfect moment, or is it perfect moment syndrome? Mm-hmm. Don't you think a lot of people suffer from that with like dating? Like you build up this idea of this person and like you're going to do that night. Like I remember, you know, like I know like if you're texting with someone, you're like, we're going to meet Friday night. And then your brain is like, here's what Friday night looks like in my head.
Yeah.
And then you go and like, it is not that at all. Like,
yeah.
It ruins you. New Year's, I think I still suffer from it for New Year's, even though I don't give a shit about New Year's anymore. And like, I'm okay, like not doing anything, but part of me will still be like, what should you do for New Year's? Shouldn't you be doing something for New Year's?
Because it's such a big occurrence. It's a new year, a fresh year. This is the start of whatever this year is going to be. And it determines how this year is going to go, which is a dumb way to look at it. But
or I had so many New Year's where I had perfect moment syndrome that it's almost like a callback. Like it's like PTSD of that.
It's like it's time again.
Like, oh, no. Like you remember back to like previous ones. You're like, it never goes the way you want. Even if you have like an amazing party to go to and a cool outfit, you're like, it still could be a shit ass night.
You try to make the best of it. My issue is I get so excited and I drink too much and then I forget everything anyway. So it's like, wait, what?
Well, that's one way to wash away perfect moments.
Or you just don't plan anything. Yeah. And you can't even be let down.
There you go. I always think that. Yeah. If you like live day by day, you won't be let down because you don't really have anything to like fall from.
Right.
Do you have plans for New Year's?
I haven't even thought that far ahead. That's my issue.
Me too.
But here's the thing is that it's coming up faster than you can say New Year's. And I'm thinking it's right around the corner. And usually day of, like, you know, fuck, we're like, you know, we're getting to the point. We're no longer 21, right? When you're in your like early 20s, it's, you know, Mike.
I love when she talks about age and I'm like, uh-huh.
Okay, no, none of us are early 20s, okay? I've given that up. That card is gone. I no longer have that. So
fuck my early 20s. I didn't even know who I was back then. I think
no one
you
does.
You get better with age. You get hotter. You get smarter. You get more confident. Like, you know, it gets better every year.
It does. That's what we tell ourselves because we're so sad that we're gaining wrinkles around our eyes. But yeah, we're like, no. We gain wisdom, bitch. Yeah, no, it's good and it's
you really have to love yourself.
It's really important to love yourself.
Thanks, Chris. I'm so happy after that fifth facelift. You feel great.
And love a man who can shove it up your, you know,
who can stuff your turkey.
I said this last night. Yeah, you know, Corey and I are really doing our own 12 days of Christmas.
Every day he's showing you a different maneuver.
I ride that sleigh for 12 days in a row. Yeah.
Not even as Courtney. I still get grossed out. because it's ridiculous. So listen, we all suffer from perfect moment syndrome.
We do. And you're not alone. And don't put so much pressure on yourself. It's another day, like any other fucking day. I keep going, when is Christmas? Because I know the rest of the world will be,
I'm like, we'll be doing something, right.
You know, and I'll be like, hello. Like yesterday,
where is everybody?
I was like, is there a Soul Cycle class like at 11 on Christmas? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay, great. Like,
who's teaching that?
Oh, I've done like doubles on Christmas. It's
the
so
Grinch
fun.
Doubles?
Yeah, like two classes in a row because like no one's there. So they're like, if you want to ride double, like you don't have to pay for the second class. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of Jews and Buddhists.
Love it.
You know? I think that'd be a good class.
Oh, it's nice to burn on Christmas. It's nice. No, I'm going to Christmas. I have to do Christmas.
To burn. What do you mean? You, like at SoulCycle?
No, like Jared's family celebrates Christmas. So I have to, I'm going to go to Christmas.
It sounds like such a chore. Sorry.
No, but it's going to Christmas.
Right.
I used to have like such a routine on Christmas, you know?
What would that be?
SoulCycle, a movie, Chinese food.
I was going to say, it's got to end with Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to end with the Chinese food.
Nerd. What's your Christmas day? Because you do Christmas with your family.
We do. This
big
year,
day.
It's a big day. This year is different. Where my parents are coming up here and we're going to celebrate in Brooklyn because my brother is going down. He's staying with his in-laws in Florida. So I'll just be hanging with my rents. We're just doing a little fun Rockettes night. Then we're going to just honestly be tourists in the city.
That's fun.
And I feel like not a lot of people will be in the city because they're traveling. So we're just going to walk the streets, see the lights, see the sights.
Do you have like a reservation somewhere for dinner on Christmas?
You know, I got to get on that. I really got to get on that. I know.
Get on it.
And at this point, I think it's to the Rockettes. We do have tickets to the Rockettes.
Okay,
now that's
good.
Been set in stone. But my job was to find reservations for the night before, or no, the Rockettes night dinner.
Yeah. I can help you with that. Can I tell you something? I had a really good celebrity sighting at my dinner last night.
My God. Do tell.
Julianne Moore.
Julianne nice. Moore.
Her whole family walks in.
Her whole family.
Oh, my God.
My God, a family sighting too?
It was great.
Whoa.
It was great, yeah. Her husband, Bart. I forget how you say his last name. He's a director.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. Because I really wanted to be like, oh, my God, I just saw May, December, and I saw your Q&A, and I'm on the nominating committee, so you will have
my
vote. I will nominate you because she was so good. She's so good in everything. And
you should have gone as Fran Drescher, but like, I'm going to vote for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. My friend who works at this restaurant who was serving, we were talking about her. I was like, that's a good sighting. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I know, I'm obsessed with her. And she goes, I think she's the most underrated actress of her generation.
Damn.
And I go, underrated? She ain't underrated. She's Julianne Moore.
Everybody
like,
loves her.
Oscar nominee. Like, so many good movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think she's underrated. I was sort of like...
like, what?
My friend and I were like, is she underrated for you? Like, because she's up there for
she's
me.
She's up there, yeah. That's crazy people think that. We all love our different lists. But that's a really good sighting. Were they close to you guys?
No. And then my friend went to the bathroom after. I'm like, you didn't have to go to the bathroom. You just wanted to walk by their table. I was like, I'm playing it cool. Okay. I'm waiting in the front.
You're being very New York of you.
I was very, yes.
To like chill and just not bother her during her dinner time.
Yeah. I couldn't. It's a really small place too. And you always see people there.
Yeah.
You should go there before the Rockettes.
Bar
Centrale.
Bar Centrale. Don't mispronounce. Should I get a reservation on Resi or should they?
They don't do that. It's only call. It's like a speakeasy kind of. It's a call only.
Damn.
Yeah, you got to make that phone call, which is terrorizing for a young millennial.
It is. Okay. I'll have to give it a whirl. We need more contacts in the restaurant biz. Like, I need to know some managers, you know?
Yeah.
So I can just like call them up, text them, be like, you got any openings tonight?
Yeah. But also, no, I used to do that because I worked in them. And I'm like, I'm so glad to not work in them anymore, though. I'd rather just like be a regular person who makes it on Resi and like walks in. Is that weird?
No, Resi is great.
Resi is great.
People use it all the time.
You're going to get in somewhere good because it's Christmas, right?
Well, I'm also thinking that maybe people are going to restaurants. It's going to be packed.
We'll figure it out. I'll help you. I'll help her out.
It's actually Christmas Eve, so.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Maybe you should just make a crab boil at home and do the seven fish.
Right? Maybe I will. Oh, wait. It's Saturday. Christmas is on a Monday this year.
Christmas is Monday. Okay, great.
Okay, good for you.
You know I'm going to not know what day it is.
I've lost track of the days, to be honest. Yeah. So it's on a Monday this year. Let's do the top moments of 2023.
Top moments of 2023.
Just some fun ones to keep it lighthearted.
Okay, great.
And then we got to make our call to that Kirsten, our girl at Pop Barbecue.
Pops. We already forgot the name.
Our nice friend at Pop's Barbecue. So I think starting off, we should do Angela Bassett to the thing.
Oh, my God. Wait, that was so good. I need to, like, remind myself of what happened this year. Hold on. You sent me something to look at.
Angela Bassett did the thing.
Can you believe that? Like, one line in a mediocre, like, song, like, just, like, fucking took over, right?
I know.
Because I don't remember anything else from that song. Do you?
No, I really don't.
Okay, trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good ones in here.
Rihanna's pregnancy announcement at the Super Bowl show with the red.
That was major. That was a major one. I guess the Eras tour was pretty, like, 2023 will be remembered as, like, Renaissance and Eras.
Renaissance and Eras.
Right?
And Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer. Yes. You've seen both, right?
I never saw Oppenheimer.
Really?
I got to.
You got to.
I got to.
That's a good thing to do with your parents. Go to a good movie. Go to, like, Nighthawk, too, if you have time. That's so fun.
I am not taking my parents to Oppenheimer during Christmas season. My mom's going to be like, the horror. She's going to hate that. She's like, wow, if anything got me out of the Christmas spirit, it was this horrible movie about a bomb.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Gwyneth Paltrow's ski lawsuit.
Oh, my God. Remember when we watched that? That was this year. That was like our OJ, you know, that was like our whenever they were watching the OJ trial, we were watching the Gwyneth Paltrow ski accident.
But
trial.
It really wasn't as explosive as Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Oof. That was this year, too.
Is that this year?
Wait, was that? I think so.
Amber Heard.
Oh, God. The Hollywood strikes.
That more.
God, everybody is just like waltzing into 2024 hammered. It's like none of us can remember what happened this year.
I have no idea. I completely blacked out.
It's the fog of war of life.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Literally.
We're reading off the Today Show. Shout out Today Show because we're reading off your article. And I'm sorry, but the Renaissance tour, which we already said is iconic for 2023, came right before Ariana Grande's divorce / Ethan Slater romance. To me, those are on very different levels.
Yeah, they totally are.
Like, it was like a day that they were like, oh my God, Ariana's dating this actor. And can I just say, I saw Spamalot last week or 2 weeks ago, and he's so fucking good in it. Yeah, he's great. He's great. I was like, I get it. I get it, girl. You go, girl.
You got turned on by SpongeBob.
For sure. He's so talented.
Is it the way he was dancing or what was
he
it for you?
He does splits. He plays all these characters. He does accents. He's like a man of all these tricks. So
whoa.
She was probably like, oh my God.
The splits?
He's like,
stop it.
Got more like resume lines, you know, like in terms of like talent than like Ariana. I was like, yeah, I get it, girl.
That's crazy.
He was wonderful. But I don't think it's on the same level as like the Renaissance tour.
Yeah, no, you just really can't keep it. Those are relationship drama. And then you're talking about like an icon.
Yeah.
A cultural moment was the Renaissance and the Eras tour.
Here's one that I love. Twitter became X, which honestly is fitting for 2023.
It is.
We just fucking X'd out.
Yeah, just X it out.
We keep saying though, since the pandemic, do you notice like...
And Threads.
I love Threads. Do you notice since the pandemic, like... We're always like 2020 was so bad because it was. That was probably the worst, I should say, because, you know, global pandemic. 2020 was the worst. 2021 is our year. And then no one liked 2021.
Yeah, right? No.
So then we're like, it's 2022. We got this. And then we're all like, that was kind of not it.
That wasn't it either.
2023 feels like we went back down again.
2022 was all right. 2022 was, for me, wasn't that bad. But yes, collectively, it feels like 2023 has been a year where everybody's like, let's get the hell out of here.
And like more serious bad shit has happened this year.
Yeah.
than 2022.
Like more like real life problems, I think, you know, them like bullshitting like, 2022.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry to bring us all down. I'm like, is 2024 it? I don't know.
Well, you just said that 2023, we went down the curve. Now it's time to go up.
I do feel like we are due for some up.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
So I'm just following the trajectory here. I mean,
Anna,
I would
you're
say.
Never due for up.
Damn.
Not you. I mean, we.
Collectively, the world.
The human race. We're never due for up.
Look what made the list. Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet start dating.
That's crazy that that's on this list.
I had a couple of friends at the Today Show and I said, you know, I pitched like four ideas for the family.
Yeah.
And they, I did say that you had a baby and they said, we'd prefer Kylie.
But like Kylie and Timmy Chongas and we couldn't get my baby.
It's Timothy.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Whoa. Yeah, that was a lot, right? With her book coming out.
Jada Pinkett and Will Smith.
I mean, Britney Spears. It was the year of books, for sure.
It was the memoirs.
Hey, have you finished Britney's book?
No.
Same. Should we finish it over
we
the
should.
Holiday?
That's our homework, for
that
sure.
That should be our homework.
Because that's
love
ridiculous.
It.
Oh, the Nepo Babies.
Nepo Babies.
The Nepo Babies of it all. That was a big cultural moment.
I'm trying to think if there were any others that aren't on this list that happened. Did we say Scandoval? That was a big one.
Obvs, Scandoval, and then Ariana's rise after.
Yeah, seriously. I want to go see her in Chicago, the musical. You want to go?
Yeah.
Kind of want to go.
Kind of want to go. We're doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, Reality Reckoning with Bethany Frankel.
Yeah.
Following
Don't
the strikes.
Like, is that still happening? Like, I haven't. I want to watch the Hulu the Hulu episode. It was like, I mean, Hulu episode. Listen to me. Am I fucking 95 years old? I'm like, I want to watch that Hulu episode. I think it's like an ABC News, like, Dateline or something.
Documentary, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't watched that. I need to watch that as well. So, yeah. Cultural moms. Cher is back.
I mean, Cher's never not been back.
That's true.
I am in the 1% of Cher listeners, so... So you're welcome, Cher. I put you on that.
Don't even say you put her on the map.
Oh, I wanted to tell you a funny story that I didn't add to our list. But so Cher, so Mariah Carey is traditionally the queen of Christmas, right? And her songs are at the top of the charts. However, do you know about this? Like, oops, I hit my mic. The song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by, isn't it Barbara Lee? Is that her name?
I don't know the abridge.
No. But... It is...
But I know that song very well.
Oh, wait. Why am I on? I went to go on TikTok. I showed this to Jared last night because I read an article. Wait, where is like my search? Why isn't it showing up? Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Traditionally, I got to find it on. Okay. Brenda Lee. Why did I say Barbara? Okay, because I have a one track mind. This song, you know it, obviously.
Rocking around the Christmas tree. Yeah.
Yes. She recorded this song, this version. She's 13 in this.
Oh, and it was trending this year.
So she's 13 in this. And now she's in her like 80s, right? And her publicists were like, let's get it on top of the charts again above Mariah Carey. And so it's like the number one trending song on TikTok right now and on Spotify. And they did it. And they have videos of her. She's on TikTok being like, doing interviews like, I recorded this when I was 13.
Yes.
And so she calls them the Brendanators. The fans are now the Brendanators. Oh, there's a whole like, they have a whole like
I
resurgence.
Saw her on the Today Show. Yeah. And she's so cute.
So cute. She's this little lady who's like, she's like, yeah, I had that voice when I was 13. And
rocking so around. She's Chris is such a good voice.
On top of Mariah now on the charts.
That's cool. You never thought we would see the day.
No.
To
and
top
she's
of
probably
Mariah
like,
Carey.
Thank you to the Brendanators. You guys put me back on the map.
Also, like, why now? Did she get a new PR team? Like, yeah. what was the wait?
She's got a TikTok, too. Like, this little lady is, like, doing videos. And she was like, I just want to thank all of you for getting on, you know,
what the hell?
Using my song. That song, honestly, is from Home Alone. Like, that's what made it famous for me, right? When he does the party with all
Right. But also, is she going to come out with a Christmas album? Like, what's to come now? It's never too late.
Who knows? Maybe Mariah and her will do a little collab or something. Wouldn't that be
that
fun?
Would be amazing. Yeah.
I think I'd be down cute. For that. Anyway, that was my Christmas pop culture moment. Brenda Lee and the Brendanators have come back, baby.
Brenda Lee. My God. reminded me of Brenda Song, Macaulay Culkin's wife.
Oh, yes. I saw her at the star.
When he got a star.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Talk about an unlikely pair.
Yeah.
So unlikely, but I love them. They seem so happy.
They have cute kids.
I mean, just from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody and Home Alone to unite those people.
Yeah, they have that, like, that child star, like, life in common, right? Like they,
yeah, they do.
So, makes sense.
You could have ended up with Amanda Bynes. And
oh,
sadly, that's not.
I wanted to talk about her, remember?
I know. No, it's
I
actually.
Hope she's okay.
It's killing me.
Those videos are really, like, they're scary. Like, where she was like, didn't she? She launched a podcast the next day, canceled the podcast.
Right. Because she admitted that she couldn't get the right guests that they're looking for, like The Rock and humongous stars, which also she probably could with the right connections, like with her people. But she also has a bad relationship with her current podcast host, which is her boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she's called cops on him before for domestic violence and all this crazy shit. And then she accused him of having drugs. And then she went back on social media for these people. It's a little dangerous.
Yeah.
It's kind of like with Britney when they need to be kind of like managed because they've just been through so much. They're not ready to just like share their feelings right now.
Yeah.
So I'm a little, I just wish she did a podcast, just Amanda Bynes, but without this guy attached to it. Why can't our team be like, you don't need this guy.
And then she came back with the, she's like, actually, we're back. We have a guest. Yeah. And I was like, that was quick.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But maybe that was the plan to like, can't say it's canceled and then get someone to reach out and be like, actually, I have someone who wants to do your podcast.
Everybody
she's always
should.
Welcome on this podcast. We would praise her for her sketch work.
God, are you, the Amanda Show defined me.
Her Ross Perot.
Oh my God. Amanda. Not to mention, what's your favorite movie of hers? Because mine, She's the Man. When I tell you.
I don't know any other movie of hers.
She's the Man, What a Girl Wants. She's been in so many.
Don't know. She was kind of, this is where our age difference is. I remember her from All That, but I didn't really know her movies.
But after the All That one, yeah. But then, yeah, she went from like those rom-coms, those really fun young chick
flicks.
I know
She's the Man. That was a good one.
And then, yeah, but then it didn't really.
Didn't take off.
Didn't take off from there. But I don't know. It just kills me because I love her.
All right. We got to end the episode. So, and the year. So we're going to get back on that nice list because we're on the naughty list right now. Ugh. We're going to get back on that nice list and just call and cancel the reservation for what date did you say? January 12th, 20th?
I believe it was 20 people. January 18th? No, it was on a Saturday.
Okay. Let's do it real quick.
Barbecue.
Hello there. I'm calling on behalf of my client, Sonia Morgan. I just wanted to cancel a reservation.
We have it down for January 27th at about 6:30.
January
27th. For 20 people.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You guys are amazing. I'm so sorry. Sonia made her own plans with her friend Luann, and I'm her PR agent, and I've got her assistant here with me. So we just wanted to cancel that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you guys so much. She won't be able to make it at that date, but we will try and find another date that works. But we appreciate you guys accommodating her.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a happy holiday.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Oh, you got swindled.
We're out. Listen, Kirsten at Pop's Barbecue, we love you guys.
We love you.
No, like when I tell you people DM'd us and they were like, wait, Kirsten is literally the MVP. She's so nice because she is so nice. So thank you, Pop's Barbecue. Yeah, that was.
Bummer. I was actually really excited to go in character, like fully wigged to Pop's Barbecue. Maybe we'll actually make it happen. If enough bigwigs want to go to Benton, Illinois, we're doing a fucking bigwig field trip where we're going to just go and do a 20-person dinner and we'll go in character.
I think that's a great idea. Okay. I'll be there.
Resolution number one made for 2024.
You know me. I love a little small town, little barbecue stop.
Love it.
I freaking love that. You guys, this year has been full of ups and downs, full of goods and bads.
Okay, I gotta go. So I love you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And we'll see you in the new year. This is it.
Bigger and better than ever, you guys. Shoot for the stars. We love you, bigwigs.
Love you.